Mariners and Blue Jays. What kind of a game would Jose Bautista have? Well, we'll find out soon enough. Let's take it to the top of the sixth, tied at one. Gerard Dyson at the plate.
The 1-1 to Dyson. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit. Valencia to third, making the turn. Pilar cocks his arm back, has no throw. Valencia slides across home, claps his hands, and Gerard Dyson has given the Mariners a 2-1 lead here in the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Swing, high fly ball, right field. Gamble turning, looking, gone, tie game. The 1-0. Swing, high fly ball, left field by the pole. Heredia is over into the corner. Heredia is up into the seats, and he makes the catch. Heredia, with his chest pinned up against a padded wall, reaches up into row two and robs an at-bat of Luke Maley. There is out number one. Vincent's pitch. Swing, high fly ball, smoked out towards center field. Dyson showing his numbers, cocking his neck, looking up. It's a three-run bomb. And the Blue Jays lead it 5-2.
Drove in a run back in the third, singled, scored a run in the seventh inning. The stretch, runner at first takes off. Maley, a strike call, thrown on to second. Here comes the runner from third. The throw back to Ruiz at home, and safe at home is Devin Travis as the Blue Jays pull off a double steal.
7-2, Blue Jays would be your final score. Jose Bautista has 3 home runs in his past 4 games, as the Blue Jays have their first 4-game winning streak of the season. In his season debut, Ryan Weber goes only 3 2/3. He would have to come out of the game with right shoulder tightness. Scott Servais and the Mariners unable to figure out the Blue Jays on Saturday as they lose 7-2. Here's Servais on the loss.
I felt something in his shoulder. It was kind of weird, something he hadn't dealt with before or anything like that. So. Anytime a pitcher grabs his arm like that, you know, especially with what's been going on with us, get him out of there. Overton came in, did a good job, and we were right there, getting ready to go through our bullpen pieces, but made some mistakes, and they hit him today.
So he didn't feel it earlier, just out
no,
in one inning?
No, just one pitch. The pitch before the second pitch, he felt it, and he threw another pitch, and then it's when he called timeout, and we went out there to check on him.
He was keeping you in there until
he was, yeah. I thought he was very aggressive, threw a lot of strikes. You can see he's got movement on his ball. They did put some decent swings on him. I thought Dyson played a great center field today. I think you really saw the difference he could make out there, and the ground he covered was pretty amazing today. But, we had a lot of hits today. Just couldn't, get the big one. We had a couple times, second, third. He couldn't get the big hit there to kind of, put a crooked number up there is what we needed today, and just didn't get it.
Dyson on the base pass too. I mean, that speed.
Yeah, when he's on, he's electric. What he can do on the bases and disrupt the other team. So, it was nice to have him out there today. I was joking with him before the game. Hadn't seen him out there in a while. So, he did have a nice ball game today. Unfortunately, just wasn't enough.
You know, do something overnight, or do you know? Or
I don't know yet. Probably. We probably will bring somebody in for tomorrow's game.
Say with Weber, is this seem serious? I mean, anytime it's a shoulder.
He's getting evaluated right now by a local doc, and we'll have a better idea here maybe tonight or tomorrow where he's at. But yeah, anytime a pitcher grabs a shoulder like that, it's pretty significant. So I just go out there the next day and you feel fine. So, it's been a wild year so far. We're 6-7 weeks into this thing. We had our 9th starter out there today, and it's hard to imagine you can ever plan for anything like this. As much as the depth that we think we create in the offseason, you never think you're going to have to tap into it this much, but that's where we're at.
Sunday, it's Ariel Miranda on the hill for the Mariners. Aaron Sanchez gets the nod for the Blue Jays.